Title: China Semiconductor Export Regulations, Episode 5 Updates and Corrections to the Advanced Computing and Semiconductor Regulations. Content: On March 29, 2024, BIS issued an interim final rule, IFR, updating and correcting its Advanced Computing and Semiconductor Regulations, 1, published in October 2023, which we discuss here in Episode 3. This marks the third release of such semiconductor-related regulations since the key regulations were issued in October 2022, which we discuss here in Episode 1, and check out these posts here, Episode 2, and here, Episode 4, for background. This IFR is now in effect since April 4, 2024. Interested parties may comment for revisions, corrections, and clarifications no later than April 29, 2024 through here, AC/SIFR, and here, SMEIFR. After reviewing the 166 pages of regulations, yes, that number is correct, we highlight a few of the major changes below as we see them. Key takeaways broadly: the regulations round some of the edges off of the controls, reducing controls and obligations for certain chip exports and expanding license coverage, but expand the borders of others. However, the changes are largely at the margins of the existing regulations and are not as transformative to the global semiconductor industry sector as the past two October regulations. 2. They are as follows: New License Exception Advanced Computing Authorized, ACA, carved out from License Exception Notified Advanced Computing, NAC, will not require notification to BIS for certain exports to Country Group D1 and D4, and for in-country transfers to Macau and destinations in Country Group D5. License applications for ECCNs 3A090, 4A090, 3A001.Z, 4A003.Z, 4A004.Z, 4A005.Z, 5A002.Z, 5A004.Z, 5A992.Z, 5D002.Z, or 5D992.Z, are no longer under a presumption of denial for Macau and D5 countries and will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. NS controls are imposed on .Z paragraphs. For example, NS column 2 would now apply to 3A001.Z. EUV masks described in ECCN 3B001.J are no longer controlled under NS column 2. A license will only be required if destined to Macau or Country Group D5. Certain semiconductor manufacturing equipment items still require a license even if being incorporated into foreign-made items that are themselves destined for the development or production of front-end integrated circuit production in AD5 country or Macau. I. Corrections to the Advanced Computing/Supercomputer and Semiconductor Rule New License Exception Advanced Computing Authorized, ACA. To begin, the Notified Advanced Computing, NAC, license exception is now two separate exceptions: the NAC for exports to Macau and Country Group D5, and the ACA for exports to D1 and D4, except Macau. 3. As you may recall, these are for exports of integrated chips, ICs, that are not used in data centers, do not exceed the total processing performance threshold, and fall under certain ECCNs. 4. The NAC exception will still require notice to BIS and will apply to destinations in Macau or Country Group D5, entities headquartered in Macau or Country Group D5, and entities with an ultimate parent in Macau or Country Group D5. BIS clarified that the notice process requires exporters to give notice to BIS in SNAPR and wait for 25 days, after which BIS will give notice that the exporter can rely on the NAC exception and provide a license number. The ACA exception will authorize exports to D1 and D4 countries and will not require notice to BIS. Importantly, both license exceptions will still require written purchase orders. Refinement of license review standards. Additionally, BIS clarified the license review policy under the AC/S and SME end-use controls. 15 CFR 744.23, D. There is still a presumption of denial for license applications to Macau and Country Group D5 and any entity headquartered in or with an ultimate parent headquartered in Macau or a destination specified in Country Group DA5. There is a presumption of approval for end users headquartered in the United States or a destination specified in Country Group A5 or A6 that are not majority owned by an entity headquartered in either Macau or a destination specified in Country Group D5. BIS also stated there would be a case-by-case policy of review for items newly specified in ECCNs 3A090, 4A090, 3A001.Z, 4A003.Z, 4A004.Z, 4A005.Z, 5A002.Z, 5A004.Z, 5A992.Z, 5D002.Z, or 5D992.Z, except for items designed or marketed for use in a data center and meeting the